Good afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right, let's do things a little differently this morning. How about we take our first call? Let's go to Jerry in Delray. How are you, Jerry?
Yes, how are you, Mr. Glazer?
Who is this?
This is Jerry.
Hello, Jerry. How are you? Sorry about that. How are you, Jerry?
How are you? My question is regarding reserves, Mr. Glazer. In our condo, who is responsible to paint our unit owner doors to their unit?
We get that question all the time. And
yeah, the condo has money in painting reserves, but they refuse to use it, and painting badly needs to be done.
Okay. Only one way to find out who is responsible for painting the doors in your condominium. And you need to pull a copy of your declaration of condominium, and there's a section in there that talks about unit boundaries. Sometimes the boundaries include the doors. Most often they do not include the doors, and the door is something that would be considered a common element. And if it's a common element, it needs to be cared for and painted by the condominium association and not the unit owner. But the answer to your question lies in a review of your governing documents. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. All right, how about we go to Ron in Hollywood? How are you, Ron?
Hey, Mr. Glazer. Hi, Karen. Hi, everyone. I'm okay. Is a will a deed, or is it a trust, or is it all three?
A will is none of the above. A will is simply a way that a person puts down in writing what they want to happen with their assets when upon their ultimate demise.
Now, if it's directly towards me, then it's my condo, and there's no fighting to be involved. Would there be fighting if there is no fighting?
Well, in Florida, generally, property passes by way that the property is currently titled. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that if you can, in order to avoid a probate situation, and it's probably a good idea to talk about this now, especially with some of the elderly people that listen to the show. You want to make sure that when and if you pass away, that the property doesn't have to go through an expensive, time-consuming probate proceeding. So one thing that people do is they title the property now, currently. They give themselves what's called a life estate, and so they get to own it while they're alive, and a remainder interest goes to, for example, their children. So immediately upon that person passing away, the only thing the child is left to do really is to record a certified copy of that birth certificate, of that death certificate, I should say. And the death certificate automatically makes the transfer of the property to the child kick in. Okay, it's called reserving a life estate interest in the person who actually owns the unit, lives in the unit, and upon the passage, you record the death certificate, and it automatically goes to the children. And what did you do? You just, by simply titling the property that way, you avoided a very expensive and a lengthy probate proceeding, and you made things very simple for your child or your grandchild or whoever you want to leave the property to. So anybody have any questions about that, give us a call in the office. It's something that our firm does all the time. 855, the number 4, Condo Craze again. 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And, of course, remember, everybody, download our Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android device. It does a lot when you download it. You have instant access to all the Florida laws governing community associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops. You get the Florida Administrative Code. You can listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly. Go directly to our website, see who our sponsors are. Go to the website for Glazer & Associates and find out more about our law firm. You can instantly send us questions and comments even when we're live and on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters. Register for our seminars. One's coming up already next week. You can read all of our blog articles that we publish every Monday morning. And I got to say, the blog keeps growing. We get an amazing number of hits now on the blog. Tomorrow's topic: the Florida legislature is stealing money from every condo owner in this state. Believe me, if you live in a condo, you want to read tomorrow's blog, because I think you're going to be outraged what's happening with your money after reading this column. And again, all that's in one Condo Craze and HOA's app on your iPhone or Android device. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. And of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer and Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. All right, quick update before we get going. Many of you who are on our email list know that our law firm, Glazer and Associates, is part of our truly wonderful group called the Stress Relievers. And this group consists of 7 local businesses, and we hold monthly get-togethers for board members and managers at various locations. And at each and every one of these events, we try to collect donations for local charities as well. Well, last Wednesday night, the Stress Relievers threw a wonderful event at Juniper's on the Water, which is a really beautiful new restaurant in Hollandale. Some of you may know the location. It's where the Hemispheres condominium is on the Intracoastal side. We had a ton of managers and board members show up, and everyone who attended brought something to support our charity, which that night was both Canine Companions for Independence, and we collected slippers for mothers in nursing homes that we're going to distribute on Mother's Day. So really, really fun evening. We had a great turnout, collected lots of stuff for both charities. So I just want to say to everybody who participated, thank you very much for coming on Wednesday night. I can tell you Canine Companions appreciated it, and the moms who live in nursing homes are certainly going to appreciate it as well. The next Stress Reliever event, April 24th at the Coral Ridge Yacht Club. Again, April 24th. Coral Ridge Yacht Club. We're going to be hosting a delicious breakfast, and there's going to be a class taught on insurance by Scar Insurance. They're going to be teaching Understanding Association Insurance. Now, for this one, seating is limited. Starts, I believe, 9 o'clock in the morning. And again, Coral Ridge Yacht Club, 2800 Yacht Club Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. And you have to register to attend. You can do so simply by calling our office. 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And again, we're going to be collecting slippers at this event for residents in nursing homes for Mother's Day. So please, if you're going to show up, bring a pair of slippers or socks with treads on the bottoms, and you get raffle tickets for drawings. They're going to be held throughout the morning as well. So we really look forward to seeing everybody. It's really for a great cause.
Right, exactly. Well, last week, we spoke about what our listeners look for when deciding to hire a lawyer like Eric for the association. For some associations, it's all about price. For others, it's all about experience, even if it costs more money.
Yeah, and we spoke about the fact that the focus of many associations has really changed over the years when it comes to hiring legal counsel. When the foreclosure crisis was really bad, associations just cared about hiring a law firm that really only knew how to do the association's collections. That's what they, you know, zeroed in on. That's what they focused on. But they quickly realized that the collection arena is only really what a small part of what counsel for the association needs to know when representing your association. You know, as I said last week on the show, when we teach the seminar, we spend little or no time at all, quite frankly, on collections. We spend a ton of time, however, on budgets, on mailing requirements, on fiduciary duties, individual board member liability, you know, 1,000 things. I can go on forever. So associations sometimes just have the wrong focus. They focus in on collections when I think they're realizing now for the first time in a while that there's a lot more that goes into it than simply knowing how to do a lien and a foreclosure. But whereas last week we spoke about what you want from your association's attorney, this week we're going to turn it around a little bit. This week we want to talk about what your attorney wants from you, the client. But let's do this. Before we do that, let's take our first break of the hour, taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium
condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls for free advice on condos and HOAs and the association. He is the expert. Give us a call right here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, how about we go to Ryan in Pembroke Pines. How are you, Ryan?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, how can we help?
I have a couple questions. The first one is I'm running for a director's position on a board here in Pembroke Pines.
Okay, and condo or HOA?
HOA.
Okay.
And I've been out directly campaigning with every one of the members, trying to contact every one of the members of the association. And I have gotten feedback from a member who said that she's been advised that she wanted to change her vote. She called the management association, and they said it can't be done.
Right, can't. Once your vote's in, it's in.
Even before it's counted.
Well, this is interesting. This is in an HOA. So in the HOA, are they allowing voting to take place by mail before the election?
Yes.
Okay, which is oftentimes unusual for an HOA. But, yeah, I would agree that once your ballot has been cast, cannot take it back and change it.
Okay, well, when you say cast, it has not been opened. They won't be opened.
I understand. Once it's actually sent in, you can't ask for it back.
Okay, that solves that problem then.
Sure.
Okay, the second issue comes up that Florida Statute 720.305, Paragraph 3, specifically prohibits the use of some method of collecting fees by restricting access into and out of an association.
Right,
but
okay.
This association has taken on a transponder system that can be deactivated.
Yes.
Which makes it extremely inconvenient to get into the
for people that are not paying. That's right. And the question is, can the association turn it off? There has yet to be an appellate decision in this regard, but I can tell you, just to preface it, I want everybody to understand what we're talking about. Florida law allows associations to prohibit unit owners that are at least 90 days delinquent from using certain of the common element areas. So what some HOAs have done is say, okay, we're going to turn off your transponder or your clicker, and we're going to make you use the visitor lane to drive into the community instead of using the resident lane. And can it be done? And there is at least one opinion from a trial court judge that I have seen that says absolutely yes, that can be done. The association has the right to turn off your transponder. And I know of no other decision, certainly on the appellate level, that is contrary to that. So right now, if someone were to ask me, my answer is yep, a judge has already ruled that that's legal.
Okay, well, I maybe the logic has gone by me, but if the statute says they can't do it to collect fees.
Well, you're not. Well, what the statute says, you can't prohibit access to and from the person's parcel. So the association's position is we're not prohibiting access. We're letting them have access to and from their parcel. We're just not making it easy for them to do it. They're just going to have to use the visitor lane like they're, you know, like a common folk, like any common visitor would. But we're not going to allow them simply to use the guard gate and get the benefit of, you know, using the clicker. They're going to go in like a visitor. We're going to treat them like a visitor because they're not paying the dues. Just like visitors don't pay the dues, they don't pay the dues either, so we're going to treat them the same way. All right, but the calls are backing up here, Ryan, so I appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
How about we go to, about we go to John? John in Hollywood. How are you, John?
I'm fine, sir.
How can we help?
My problem seems I inherited a co-op from my mother on the beach. Rehabbed it. We have the old shutters, galvanized steel from 50 years ago.
Right.
Still serviceable. Look a little shabby.
Right.
But when we took them down to get light in there, the normal way, you know, they made to go up and down, that the manager and the president said to the contractor, don't put them back. They verbally told me don't put the old shutters back. I said, give me that in writing, and of course I didn't get it. So that's where we are now.
Do other unit owners in the building have the same old ones that you do?
Some. It's all scattered over. I did see quite a few of the old ones, and of course, new ones, and they've changed to impact glass on some of them.
Well,
I still have the old windows that came with the building.
Well, the association is allowed to make... actually, they're required under the statute to have regulations regarding shutter installations. So I think now that you took them down and they've actually come down, you'd actually have to comply with the new provisions that are outlined by the association regarding the shutters. And I don't think necessarily I disagree with the association that because you took them down, if you're going to put them up, well, you got to comply with the new rules. So I think they're right. Yeah. They don't want you putting something up there that, again, if that was put up 50 years ago, trust me, the requirements for those shutters and how they're manufactured have dramatically, dramatically changed. I can tell you the ones that are like 50 years old, they're like, paper compared to what the new ones are.
2x4 going through it, 400 miles an hour.
Exactly. It's nothing. So I think on this one, the association would be correct in saying we've adopted new procedures. They got to meet the South Florida Building Code, which is actually now the Florida Building Code, before they go up. And we're not going to let anything that doesn't meet that code go up from this point forward. Okay? But that's the answer to that question. Whoop. Sorry about that. All right. How about we go to Joan in Boca? How are you, Joan?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Okay. How can we help?
Just a quick question. If there is an ongoing problem with a unit owner and flooding in the unit that goes on for 3 months, sewage is coming into the unit, is it normal that the president doesn't share this problem with the rest of the board members?
In other words, the president knows that a particular unit in the condominium association keeps getting flooded.
With sewage.
Yes.
With sewage, did you say?
Yes.
And he doesn't share it with the rest of the board? Yeah, I think that's a problem for that association.
It's a health problem.
Yeah, it's a health problem. Yeah, that oftentimes happens on first floor units, all of a sudden a person will come home and the sink overflowed and the toilets overflowed. And, if the president knows about this problem and is keeping it to himself and is not correcting the problem, then, yes, I would think he's breaching his fiduciary duty. He's certainly breaching his fiduciary duty owed to that person who's suffering the damage. He certainly has an obligation to inform the other board members what's going on in the community, and he has an obligation to make sure it gets fixed. So, yes, I think it should be brought to every single board member's attention.
This also was, it was in the between the ceiling and the upper stair unit. It turned out that it was an old copper pipe.
Right.
So it was in the commons area.
Right.
Up there, which ended up to be the responsibility of the condominium.
Right.
However, it went on for 3 months with the president not acknowledging that it was their responsibility.
Okay, Joan, here's what I'm going to do, because I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'm going to answer your question, because my answer may be a little lengthy. We get calls all the time about who's responsible for a broken pipe. Let's say a pipe breaks in a wall and it floods somebody's unit. Nobody knew about it. It's just something that just happened out of the clear blue. And it damages the contents that are in somebody's unit. Who is responsible for that damage? It's typically not the association. In order to collect damages, against an association for like the contents of your unit getting destroyed because of a broken pipe, you have to show that the association knew about the problem or should have known about the problem and ignored it. And because they didn't fix it, that's why you suffer damage. Now, the way she just told that story, Karen, it seems like that's exactly what Joan is complaining about. There's damage that is occurring, month after month. The president is keeping it to himself. And then wham, this unit winds up suffering damage. So in that type of a situation, guess what? If she can prove that she's telling the president month after month and he doesn't do anything about it, and that unit winds up suffering damage, ordinarily she would not be able to recover should there
now
be contents damage. Now she can. She's going to be able to recover. And the insurance company for the association also has a potential defense saying the association failed to mitigate their damages and may not wind up paying on the claim. So the association better be real careful and get that president in line who's not sharing the information, because he may wind up costing the association a ton of money in the future. How about we go to Rob in Hollywood? Lots of Hollywood calls today. How are you, Rob?
Hey, thanks for letting me get in. I had a question for you regarding the sales in a condo. I'm a realtor down here, and there's a small condo we're trying to get somebody approved on. I've never heard of where a board, like a small building, each member votes to see if they'll approve a buyer.
I've never heard that. Typically, it's just the board members.
Right.
Who have their,
now, yeah. And how about, like, doesn't a condo have to be, like, registered with the state? What would happen if they're not up to date with their records?
Well, when you say registered with the state, there's two things that they have to do. Number one, they have to be registered with the Florida Secretary of State as a corporation, right?
Okay.
So you have to make sure they're up there. Number two, every single unit in the state of Florida is required to pay $4 per unit per year. In other words, every association has to pay it. So if there's if they have 100 units in the association has to pay $400, $4 per unit per year. And if they don't do that, then they're not allowed to pursue or defend cases in a court of law here in Florida. So when you say registered, that's how they have to be registered.
And if they're not, is there any consequence to
Well,
that?
Like I said, if they didn't pay the $4, then yes, the consequence is they're not allowed to defend causes of action in a state of Florida court. So, yeah, that's potentially a problem for them. But it's definitely unusual not to have everybody in the community approve or disapprove buyers.
It's only a small building of, like, 20 units. And the last thing is, what if none of the board members have their certification to be on a board?
Well, they're off.
Technically, they're off. Karen knows that for sure. We only said that 9 billion times on the show, right?
No, I know. I mean, I knew the answer, but it's like, how could these people vote on a buyer if they're not even certified?
Technically, they shouldn't be on the board. That's right. You should remind them of that in writing. Okay, but
there's
other reasons, other things you should know. I don't want to just hang up on you without at least telling you this, Rob. There's a new Broward County ordinance that requires associations to reject somebody. If they're going to reject somebody, they got to do so in writing now. Then they can't hide behind provisions of their governing documents that say they don't even have to give a reason. They have 15 days to act on the application. And tell somebody whether or not it's not complete. And then within 45 days, they have to act on it. And if they reject somebody, they got to let that person know in writing within 15 days why they're not good enough to live in your community. Okay? So these are new rules that are put in place about a year ago, and associations are wise to follow them. If they don't, they could wind up sitting at the defense table in a federal courtroom. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Eventually, we'll get back to what attorneys want to see from you, but we're taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
This is South Florida's number one local choice. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Well, welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls. Had a lot of them already. We'll take some more. 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And emails.
And emails. And a guy by the name of Don King writes in. Remember Don King, the boxing promoter with the wild and crazy hair? Yeah, I doubt this is him. But Don King writes in and says, I understand there's a new administrative code in reference to audits of HOAs after 3 years, votes to waive the audit as allowed under Florida Statute 720. Where can I find this change? Okay, it's not in the administrative code. I guess what he's referring to is that sometimes associations are required to do audits every single year, and they're obviously costly. So the bottom line is, can an association, an HOA or a condo, actually vote to not spend that big money? And it's a great time to ask this question, by the way, because your audits are actually due in about, 2 weeks at this point, if you haven't done them already. So this gentleman wants to know that if we're required to do a full-blown audit, but we don't want to spend that money to do a full-blown audit, can we do a lesser type of report? And the answer is yes, you can, if approved by a majority of the voting interests present at a properly called meeting of the association. So you'd need a quorum of unit owners in attendance at a meeting, and a majority of that quorum would have to vote to do that lesser report. Now, in an HOA, that's all you need. But in a condo, you can only do that for 3 years in a row. And then in year four, like it or not, you have to do that full-blown audit. And I don't see that same language in the HOA statute. So it doesn't look like it looks like in an HOA, perhaps you can waive it forever. But in a condo, no, you waive it for 3 years in a row. Year four, you got to do that full-blown audit. All right, taking your calls again, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And again, last week we were talking about what all of you want from your association's attorney, but this week we turn it around, and we're going to talk about what your attorney wants from you, the client. And, you know, there are things I can tell you, Karen, I want to see in the clients I represent. You know, just like you want your attorney to listen to you, right? That's obviously most important, and the things that I guess attorneys get the most complaints about. My attorney doesn't listen to me.
They go ahead and do their own thing.
Or my attorney doesn't call me, or my attorney doesn't respond to my emails or phone calls. And I get it. Certainly that's, that makes a lot of sense. But my most important characteristic that I also look for in the client is the ability for the client to listen to me. You know, why bother asking for your attorney's advice if ultimately you're going to ignore it anyway? And, unfortunately, attorneys deal with this issue all the time. And I'll give you, for example, if your attorney says a meeting can't be held in private, I don't want to find out later on that despite what I told you, you did hold that meeting in private. You know, if your attorney says you shouldn't sue a particular owner because it would be considered selective enforcement, don't ask your attorney to sue that owner, because bottom line, your attorney thinks it's a bad idea, and you're going to wind up paying that owner's fees. If your attorney says, you know, the records have to be made available within 10 days, for heaven's sake, make the records available within 10 days. If you're going to ask for advice, quite frankly, you know, you ignore it at your own risk. No brainer.
You know, I don't get that. Why would they ignore the attorney's advice? And can you just give me one example of the most expensive time somebody didn't take your advice?
Oh, it happens all the time, and we'll get to it. What the most expensive way usually is, please don't sign that contract until I look at it, and then it's too late. It was signed, and they'll tell me, well, now I want to get out of it.
Yeah.
But I can't get you out of the $1 million contract that you sign now. It's too late.
Keeps renewing
forever. You know,
that sticks to your hand.
It's a good thing you said that, because I had a case years ago. And people that are listening to the show that are in this situation, they'll laugh about it because they know exactly what I'm talking about. Laundry contracts. You know, a lot of associations have contracts that they're actually leasing space to a laundry company to put laundry machines in there. And these contracts, the way they're designed, a lot of them, they go on for eternity. So sure enough, one time an association comes to me and says, we want to get out of this contract. We're already in it for 25 years.
Wow.
And we want to get away from this laundry vending company. And I look at it, and the way the contract was drafted, as long as the laundry company ever gives 50% new machines in any given year, the contract starts from day one all over again. So, and of course, they did not get an attorney's advice before signing the contract. So I file what's called a declaratory judgment action against the company. We go to court, and I says, Judge, this contract is simply unconscionable. It locks this condominium in for life. As long as this company keeps saying that they put in 50% new machines over a 5-year period of whatever it was, the association is stuck for life. And the judge looks at me, never forget it, in Dade County, and says, well, did the condo have an attorney representing them before they signed it? I said no, and her exact words were, well, they should have.
Oh,
next case. So they were locked in to this contract, forever. But, why does it happen? How come they don't listen to the attorney's advice? Usually it's because the answer I get is, well, this is the way we've been doing it for 20 years. And, it just drives me nuts. And like I was saying, the association signs a contract and then asks me what I think about it, or the association then asks me, hey, how do I get out of it? And you know what? Many times, just like the story I told you, is the answer is, I'm sorry, you can't get out of it. Don't be penny wise. Don't be pound foolish. And it really amazes me that associations will enter into contracts, sometimes totaling really several $100,000, let's say for construction repairs, for example, but they try to save a few bucks on not showing that contract to the attorney first. And oftentimes I'll take a look at it and I'll say, you realize you just signed the contract. It doesn't allow, it doesn't even indicate what the start date is, what the completion date is. By the way, they want almost all the money up front before they start. I see no mention in here about a warranty. And these are just, you know, basic things, and yet it was signed without an attorney seeing it first. So that's certainly something that that drives me nuts. But how about this? How about simply having realistic expectations from your attorney? You know, what else do I want to say? You know, never for one moment think that you're going to file a lawsuit and you're going to get a resolution of the matter in just a few days. We all sit and we watch, you know, 1,000 TV shows at night, and you have a complicated lawsuit wrapped up in a one-hour TV show with 20 minutes of commercials. But, you know, there's far too many TV shows out there where they're wrapped up, like I said, within an hour. And I settled a case last week that took over a decade. The case actually went on for 12 years. And, you know, despite the best intentions of attorneys, you got to realize going in, most civil cases take at least a year or two to get to the finish line.
Don't you still have the one that the grand going on?
That's the one that just settled after 12
wow.
years, and we're under a confidentiality provision under that as well. And if you absolutely do make that decision to go to court, you certainly need to know and expect a few things. First, if you're going to go to court, it's completely unpredictable. You know, attorneys who are practicing for any length of time are going to tell you two things. The first is that, you know, many times you walk into a courtroom thinking that you're going to win today. And at the end of the hearing, you walk out holding your head and you can't figure out how you lost. By the way, any attorney ever tells you, I've never lost a case, probably means they never had one.
Run.
Yeah, probably means they never had one. But the second is that, you know, the reverse is also true. Courts is often, you know, almost all the time, very unpredictable. And it's time consuming, it's mentally draining, and it's far too often the last place where you want to end up and to seek justice. That's why, you know, I'm all favor of a big fan of mediation. I think mediation is the way to go.
Well, lots of people wrote in the blog stating that they don't want the attorney to simply listen to the board members, even if the board is asking the attorney to participate in legal proceedings.
Yeah, you know, never expect your attorney to turn a blind eye to blatant violations of the law or ethics. You know, I can tell you there's a theory out there that a lot of unit owners think that the attorney for the association is there simply to protect the board, no matter what, whether or not it's ethical or not. And I can tell you that's certainly not the way to go. Attorneys that are doing this long enough have no problem telling their community association boards, sorry, can't do it that way. And if you're going to go down that path, you know, I'm not going to help you with it. I can tell you, I know in terms of my clients, I don't want them looking for a yes man. You know, it's certainly not us. And to younger attorneys, they should realize the reputation of that attorney is always at risk if he or she allows a client to engage, you know, them in some questionable behavior. And every attorney also bears an obligation, of course, to the Florida Bar to maintain ethical standards and, you know, follow the law, or your attorney should call you on it. That's the bottom line. And the attorneys with the experience, I think, usually will. And remember, it's not just the association that can terminate that relationship between the attorney and the client. The attorney has the right to terminate that obligation, that relationship, and really they do have an obligation to do so. If the client, if the board or the unit owner is requesting assistance from that attorney in violating the law or is asking the attorney to simply look the other way, bottom line is if you're an association attorney, your board is asking you to do that, time for you to get out. But I'd like to know, you know, what do our listeners think in that regard? Do attorneys always do that? Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. and we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700. Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10-year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. He's taking your phone calls. Free advice here, 877-850-8585 on condos and HOAs and associations and attorneys and clients and their relationships. 877-850-8585.
And let's talk about what one of our callers already brought up today. Board member certification. And again, remember, Florida law requires board members to get certified within 1 year before getting on the board or within 90 days after getting elected or appointed to the board. I wrote a good column this week that a lot of people wrote in on. My thinking was, you know, anybody who's going to run for the board, you know, as I say each and every week, you can get certified within 1 year of actually running for the board. And if you're going to have somebody on your board that doesn't bother to take a course and would rather sign that silly self-serving affidavit, then they shouldn't get your vote. That's just how I feel about it. So maybe you only want to vote for those people that bothered to get certified even before they decided to run for the board.
Good idea.
Show you how serious they are. And a lot of people wrote in and thought that was the way to go. But one way to get certified, of course, is by taking our popular board certification course that has now certified over 10,000 Floridians all over the state. So again, time may be running out for you to get certified, or if you simply want to come and learn something instead of signing that silly self-serving affidavit, then on April 22nd, which is 10 days from now, you want to be at the Miami Beach Convention Center for the South Florida Condo and HOA Expo. Again, Miami Beach Convention Center, South Florida Condo and HOA Expo. We're going to be teaching our course at 9 a.m. on that day. And for those of you that have been there in the past, you know it's really a great show. There's going to be tons of other vendors and other educational courses offered throughout the day, and it really should be a great day, a fun day. And if you go to our website to register, you can get our code, and everybody gets a free lunch as well.
Wow.
So again, thanks to the great folks with L&L who want our participation. And then on May 31st, that's the big day, 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be back at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, and we're going to do our third annual live radio show and day of education, all in front of a live studio audience. Isn't that fun, Karen?
I love doing that. Yeah, we're going to have so much fun.
Love doing the radio show in front of a live studio audience. And our board certification class is going to be taught that day, and there's going to be other classes taught by all of our sponsors. I know there's going to be classes on accounting. There's going to be classes on elections in your association, whether it's condo or HOA. There's going to be roofing classes taught. There's going to be classes taught on hoarding. There's going to be classes on insurance, all kinds of stuff all day long. And, of course, it's topped off at the end of the day with lunch as well, and everything is
all free.
Absolutely.
Before you tell them how to register, weren't you the first attorney to get this class approved to get it going?
That's right. We were. We were the first attorney to get our class, at least, approved by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation. And I think it's been pretty successful. 10,000 people to date. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, so how does everyone register for these upcoming events?
All right. To register, everybody, you can visit the show's website again. Many of you know it, condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com. Or if you're smart enough to download our new app, just click on the button titled Registered for Our Seminars, and you'll get an email confirmation that you are, in fact, registered. All right, in the last 2 or 3 minutes we got left, kind of an interesting story out of, I think I read this in the Daily Business Review, and we all know that, you know, Scott's not here today, so we can pick on him a little bit, but we know that his favorite football player of all time, Dan Marino, who is, of course, also simultaneously the greatest killer of the New York Jets in the history of pro football.
Right.
Now, Scott thinks, of course, Marino was the greatest quarterback there ever was, but I got to tell you, Karen, I'm a little concerned that Marino may have taken just too many shots to the head when he played, because according to that Daily Business Review report, Dan Marino just scooped up a condominium unit at Fort Lauderdale's most expensive condo development. It's called Auberge Beach Residences and Spa. Now, the exact price isn't known, but the prices range from $1.5 million to $6 million per unit.
Well, didn't he once own a nice big sprawling house in Weston?
Yeah,
I know it was on the market.
It was, right. He had a gorgeous home in Weston, but apparently, you know, he's moving into a condo of all places, and apparently, I guess he's eager to take that board certification course that we're teaching.
Maybe,
you know,
he doesn't want to mow the lawn.
He wants to become condo president maybe right away, but, you know, I don't know if a guy like Marino can survive condo living. You know, they have rules there, like,
yeah,
no ball playing on the common elements. You know, how's he going to cope with that? He's not going to be allowed to have wild parties in his home either, right?
No.
With the other NFL players. Not going to allow to have crazy cheerleaders come over and have those type of parties. He can't turn his condo unit into a gym. He's going to have to work out with everybody else. So what does Marino think about, you know, the condo lifestyle? Why is all of a sudden he want to go from a sprawling home?
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
That really kind of, you know, crimps his style.
You would think, right? But even though Scott loves the guy, you know, I can picture Scott also simultaneously, if we wound up representing that association, Scott would certainly love to wind up suing him like an arbitration or a lawsuit.
Just to be in the same room.
Can you see Scott taking Marino's deposition and asking him for his autograph right in the middle of it?
About that quick release?
Yeah, right. Exactly. But I don't know. Let's see how it works out for Dan, and hopefully he'll pay his condo assessments, you know, while he continues to live there. All right, let's see. How about we wind up taking a final email before we head on out for the day? All right, let's see. Where is the emails that we had? All right, last email that we had was... All right, I'm sorry about... Okay, here's an email from Mike in West Palm Beach. Mike says, our board is calling a special meeting to discuss personnel replacement. Office staff, we got this week, as a matter of fact, in the office. Can we list this as a closed meeting due to the sensitive nature of what is being discussed? And yes, you can, Mike. You actually can list that as a closed-door meeting. You know, we get this all the time. There's a lot of confusion in the statute. But a few years ago, the statute was amended to actually allow for closed-door meetings of personnel matters were going to be discussed. No one actually knows what the real definition of personnel matters actually was. But I would say certainly replacement of office staff would certainly fall into that category, and you can have a closed-door meeting. You know, but you may ask, you know, why does the legislature allow these board meetings to be behind closed doors? And the answer to me is simply that if an employee is doing a bad job, the board shouldn't have to air their dirty laundry in front of the entire community. So that's why this type of situation allows for a closed-door meeting. I'll tell you what it does not mean. It does not mean that when we hire an attorney, when we hire a management company, when we sign contracts, that all of that falls under the definition of a personnel matter. That's not the way it goes. Those type of meetings still have to be held in front of the entire community.
Okay,
all right,
job.
I hear the music. So that brings us to the end of another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody remember to register for our seminars, and we'll see you same time next week. Have a great week, everybody.